Welcome. My name is Divine. Welcome to episode 11 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And today's podcast is actually going to be on a very simple topic. I'm going to call it the tongue, right? The tongue. So for those of you that have been listening to my podcast, hopefully you found them to, make your life better. And I would encourage you to put the principles we discuss into practice. That's where you get positive benefits from things, right? Some of these podcasts are also just geared towards changing your mindset, right? So today, let's just jump right into it. So we're going to be talking about the tongue, right? So the tongue is very important, right? The tongue is very important, right? And really, the anchor scripture I'm going to be using today is Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, right? So many of us know this portion of scripture that says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it will eat its fruit, right? So the thing is, your tongue is a seed-sowing organ of your body. The kinds of seeds you sow with your tongue will determine the kind of fruit you get. You can get the fruit of life, which is obviously a good thing, or you can get the fruit of death, which is obviously a bad thing. So I'll encourage you to sow the right seeds with your tongue. And I'm going to talk about some principles that can really, really help you with using your tongue for your benefit and not for your own destruction. There are some people that they've pretty much used their mouths to destroy themselves. But the other people that have used their tongues literally for their own benefit, right? So, and if you read through the book of James, there's actually a chapter in the book of James that just talks about how the tongue is a very small part of the body, but it can have some very vociferous effects or implications for a person's life. So let's just get right into it. So what are some things you should do with your tongue? And what are some things you should not do with your tongue? The first thing I want to say is positive confession, right? Positive confession, right? Don't say bad things with your mouth. Say good things with your mouth. Speak life to yourself, right? If you're sick, say, I am well. All will be well. Open your mouth and say good things to yourself, right? Those good things you say to yourself, right? At least I do believe, again, in that power of positive confession. One is that your words carry power. And two, when you say the right things about yourself, then your mind is receiving those positive words you're saying. And when your mind is in good shape, then you'll start taking actions that will lead you towards the right path. So I encourage you, use your mouth for positive confession. I feel like many people, certain things they don't even think about, like the F word or the D word or the B word. We all know what these words are or what all these acronyms are. Again, they may be things that are part of common language, right? But you're a different kind of person, right? Even if many people use those words, you don't have to be one of those people, right? So again, as my anchor scripture say that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Use your tongue for positive things, right? And then a corollary to that is avoid saying negative things with your tongue, right? Avoid saying negative things with your tongue. Bless yourself, right? To be honest with you, every day when I do my daily devotional, right? My personal one-on-one time with God, I really do spend time speaking positive things to myself. Even in my church, like I say things to myself like, I am the best. I am the greatest. I am the richest. I have double grace. I will enlarge. I'm a solution provider. I say all these good things to myself. When I say these good things, again, it has become so ingrained in my mind, and it almost like boosts my self-esteem. It boosts my self-confidence that, you know what, Divine, even if the circumstances around you may not be palatable, you are saying good things about yourself, right? Like, for example, think about it. The children of Israel, when they were about to go into the land of Canaan, right, there were these 12 spies they sent. 10 of those spies said that, you know what, we saw the sons of Anak and we look like grasshoppers in their eyes. Guess what? Those words they said were a seed. Those 10 spies ultimately did not make it into the promised land. But the two people that used their mouth for the right thing, like Joshua and Caleb, they said good things about themselves. Guess what? Those people made it into the land of Canaan, right? So again, your words carry power. So don't say bad things about yourself. Say good things about yourself. Now, the third principle I want to talk about with the tongue is thinking before you talk, right? Many people, right, they just say so much. And then afterwards, they regret what they've said. You need to think before you talk. When you think before you talk, you're more likely to give a more prudent, a more measured response in your speech, right? Because again, you see some people, they've literally ruined their destinies just by what they've said about themselves. Or they've released information that they're not supposed to release about themselves to the enemy just by what they've said. So think before you talk, right? Especially when you're angry or you're very emotional. Think hard before you talk, right? Run that thing through that processor of your mind. Ask yourself, run it. Am I seeing the truth? Am I seeing something that is beneficial before you speak? That's the third principle. Now, the fourth principle is to just be quiet, right? The Bible says that he that keeps his mouth keeps his soul from troubles. In fact, there's a part of Proverbs I really love. He says, if you're a fool, people will think you're wise if you keep quiet, right? So even the Bible says, be still and know that I am God, right? Many times, many of the things we say, we don't need to have said them in the first place, right? The thing is, most times when you're a person that has a quiet personality, when you're really quiet, many times you can observe the world around you, you can observe the surroundings around you, and it tends to just make you more creative, right? In the moment, people that are quiet, that have a calm demeanor, most times they are able to respond in a very prudent way in the midst of chaos, in the midst of adversity, right? So keep your mouth shut, right? You don't always have to speak every single time. Now, the next principle I will talk about, so this is going to be principle number 5, is that when you speak, let your words edify, right? So when you speak to people, let them feel like, oh, wow, this person has given me life. This person has given me hope. Don't be the kind of person that knocks people down. I'm not saying you should lie to people, right? There's a big difference between flattering a person and just saying something that is good, right? Like, or giving people constructive criticism, constructive feedback, right? So when you're speaking, just make sure that what you're saying to people is actually making their life better, right? Don't be like the friends of Job that just came and tore him down when they were lamenting with him, right? So make sure that the words you're speaking are edifying people. It's actually making like a positive difference in a person's life. Now, principle number 6 is kind of like similar to principle number 5, but be a good news spreader. I feel like these days in the world we live in, bad news is what sells the best. Right? You see on the news media, on TV, on the internet, on TikTok, everything, bad, 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 bad news. No, don't be a super spreader of bad news. Be a super spreader of good news. Tell yourself that my job in this world is to enlighten the world, is to bring hope into the world, right? I mean, the Bible says, Jesus Christ said, I've come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Be a super spreader of good news, right? Share the good news of the gospel, right? Preach to people, teach people about the word of God, right? Again, be a spreader of good news, right? In a world where there's a lot of evil, where there's a lot of bad news being shared, be that person that is different, where people like, they hang around you and they're like, wow, I just spoke to like Divine or this person for like 5 minutes and man, I feel so much better about my day, right? So spread good news. Now, the 7th principle is don't lie, right? When you're speaking, always tell the truth, right? The thing is, even if it hurts you, see the truth. When you say the truth, people will always trust you. And you may not even always have to remember your conversations because you know that what you told people was the right thing at that time, right? So tell the truth. Don't be a liar, right? These things people say, white lie, black lie, green lie, doesn't matter. A lie is a lie. Don't spread falsehood. Always tell the truth. And then the final principle I'll talk about is your tone of voice. When you're speaking, use a gentle tone. Even the Bible says a gentle answer turns away wrath. The thing is, you may be saying something that may be criticism to a person or giving feedback to a person where it's like you're correcting them on something. But if you say it in a gentle tone, you're more likely to get what you want. But if you speak in an angry tone, in an annoying tone, you'll very likely not get anything from that. So if you follow these principles, you're well on your way to using your tongue for good and not for bad. And for reaping fruits of righteousness, for reaping good, for reaping prosperity for your life, instead of reaping bad things from your tongue. Again, remember, your tongue is a seed. So, again, many of you listening to this podcast know that I'm a Christian. So, again, Jesus Christ has made all the difference for me. So if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, I will encourage you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I confess all my sins. I forsake all my sins. I repent of all my sins. I invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Give me a brand new beginning. Write my name in the book of life and help me to do your will and to please you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me in Jesus' precious name. Amen. If you've just said this prayer, congratulations, you're a child of God. The next steps I'll encourage you to do, spend time with God every day. Spend time in prayer. Spend time reading the word of God, right? As you read the word of God, put those principles you learn into practice and your life will be better. And also find a Bible-believing church. Again, there are churches that have God on their name, but they actually preach things that are not consistent with the word of God. So find a Bible-believing church. I go to the Redeemed Christian Church of God. So find the Bible-believing church. Again, seek community with other true believers. And as you do those things, may you be blessed. Until next time, God bless you. Thank you.